Maybe you're one of those kids who had the electronic project kit, the kind that let you build your own radio and finally your own radio station. Electronics have come a long way since that time, and oh yeah, we have computers now too. So things are a little more complicated, but people still love to tinker with parts and pieces of electronics and machines. Makerspaces are set up in several parts of the region, and we get one-day maker events as well, like the Maker Fest coming to Ashland on September 15th. That's an annual event at Science Works Hands-On Museum, and we have two guests with us to talk about it. Dan Ruby is the executive director at Science Works. Dan, welcome back to The Exchange.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Anna Byers is with us once again as well. She's the Maker Fest event coordinator. Anna, good to see you.
Hi, Jeff. Nice to see you.
So which one of you can explain the Maker appeal just a bit and how we've watched this this whole trend grow? Dan?
Well, the museum was built by makers, and we continue to embody that. I myself consider myself a maker. I love building things. And what I think people inherently like to make things. I think people like to work with their hands and build stuff. And one of the things we've seen in the past few years and couple decades is ability to do that at home again. So technology that makes things easy, like making videos, doing video editing, doing audio recording, doing tinkering with computers. So I think we've seen tools that make it easier for people to make stuff. But what we're talking about here is a broader, more inclusive idea of making, where we're talking about making things that people have always made, talking about textiles and food and fermentation and not just microprocessors and 3D printing.
All right. So the whole concept of a makerspace can be as broad and as varied as the interests of the people who are the makers.
Yeah, exactly.
So what kinds of things then will you be offering at the Maker Fest?
At Maker Fest this year, we have a wide array of makers who are coming. People who upcycle items into clothing, and by items, I mean like all sorts of things, plastic bags, toys, that sort of stuff. We have 3D printing companies coming. We have a kinetic racing sculpture coming. We've been told to clear a wide berth for them as they motor or power themselves around the field. We've got two different robotics teams coming. We have someone who is doing this whole display on making science versus making art and how those two things are related. I mean, it's just a really wide gamut.
I'm really curious about the kinetic sculpture. Is this mm-hmm. in any way connected to the kinetic sculpture race that's held down in Arcata and Eureka every year?
I believe so. We've had that poll from that race before, and I'm recognizing a couple names on their entry, and I think it's the same group.
If you build one of those things, you're going to want to reuse it.
Yeah. As many times as possible.
So talk about the reuse of that. I'm really curious about the upcycle part of this. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Upcycle means taking something old or discarded and turning it into something useful or beautiful. I mean, as opposed to throwing it away.
Okay, and that is part of really what the whole maker spirit is about. It seems like it's not just making new things, but also remaking older things into something else.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah. Making something useful again.
Yeah, one of the things we like at the museum is the idea of iterative design. So it's improving on things. And that's kind of core to maker stuff. It's not necessarily inventing new stuff from scratch, but continuing to refine and tinker and tinker and tinker, as you pointed out.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned both 3D printing, and this always seems to be a major feature. Is this sort of a required element for any makerspace?
Absolutely not, but we will have participation from 3D printers at mm-hmm. the event, and that is, it's a fun area to work in.
And so how are either one of you particularly familiar with 3D printers at this point?
Yeah, we use it all the time for our exhibits. So one of the things we do, we are kind of a professional makerspace in that we design and build exhibits. And we use 3D printing quite a bit in our most recent Apollo 50 exhibit.
What kinds of things did you have to make in the 3D printer?
Rocket parts, mostly. So using drawings from NASA and then printing the things for ourselves.
And how difficult or easy is it to get to know how to use a 3D printer?
They're not hard to use necessarily. They do take a long time and they can be finicky, so it takes a lot of patience.
All right. I remember from talking to a previous executive director, you also have laser cutters and things.
We
like
do.
That.
We have a laser cutter there and a homebrew robotic CNC lathe, so we can cut wood in any shape.
So when a makerspace is getting constructed, or when people are coming together and deciding they're going to make a makerspace, I mean, how are decisions made about the kinds of things that go into that, and what kinds of processes will be available?
In our experience, it's entirely a community-driven thing. So what we've seen with Talent Maker City, the stuff that they have there is really cool. They have sewing machines. They have stuff for clay. They have stuff for wood, and it's driven by the people that are participating. So it's really a community-driven effort, and so they have the tools that people want to see there.
But then you also have someplace like the Ashland Community Wood Shop, which is clearly dedicated just to woodworking and all the tools you need for that. I mean, it's really about what the drive and the call for is.
So it could be as high or as low tech as the needs of the desires of the people who work in that space.
Exactly. The upper end is like CraterWorks in Central Point has really high end equipment because they're looking at serving startups.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Makerspaces and the Maker Fest coming to ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland on September 15th. Dan Ruby's the ScienceWorks Executive Director. Anna Byers is the Maker Fest Event Coordinator. Questions, comments, and offerings from you if you work in a makerspace or consider yourself a maker. Talk about what appeals to you and the kinds of things you desire and need in a makerspace. We'd love to hear from you. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum is generally a kids kind of museum. So is the makerspace for kids, for adults? What do you envision here?
Well, what we aim to be is the center for science engagement for the region that we serve, which is Costa Cascade. So we really want to be an all-ages center for science engagement. And makerspace stuff, making activities really isn't just for kids. I mean, we like to engage students into technology, engineering, arts, and math. But really, it's a thing that serves all ages.
And in fact, we don't just have makers coming to exhibit what they do in a booth in an expo sense. We also have presentations by makers on things that are a bit more conceptual that are going on, like how to make social change through activism and that sort of thing. Just one presentation. But, you know, then there's also the presentation by Caldera on how to make your own soda, which definitely can be much more age-appropriate for children.
As opposed to Caldera coming in and telling people how to make their own beer. This would be more of an adult.
That would be great, too. I'm excited about a couple activities specifically. One is Flojo, which is a leader in innovation in cellular technology around the area, is doing a large installation of cell sorting activity for kids, but it's really kind of showing off the sort of maker stuff that they do at a really, really high level. Mm-hmm. And then on the other end of the spectrum is a car take apart sponsored by Ashland Automotive, where kids mostly get to take apart cars, and they totally take them down to the skeleton. It's a lot of fun.
And that's sponsored by Ashland Automotive?
Ashland Automotive,
okay,
yeah.
Because Zach will be in here later this week his regular segment. Yeah. I'll have to ask him about that. That's fun.
I'm always impressed. Yeah.
Yeah, we have six-year-olds who get really good at taking tires off of cars. So
this is a heavily supervised activity, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
We had Flojo in here a couple of years ago, too, talking about I'm still trying to wrap my head around what they do, where they're able to get strings of cells down to basically they march the cells through the machinery in single file.
And it sounds like you know about as much as I do about what they do. It's really advanced stuff. It's really cool. Mm-hmm.
So when you're designing an event like MakerFest, I mean, do you design it for obviously a broad spectrum of people? Are there particular places where people can actually do some maker kinds of work?
Yes.
Definitely. We first, if you're wanting to get started on anything ahead of time, you could go to one of the associated MakerFest events, which is at Talent Maker City on Saturday, and start working on your nerdy derby car a day in advance. A big tinkering opportunity at MakerFest has always been making a nerdy derby car and testing it on a racetrack, modifying your design, that sort of thing. That's one big making activity that we're doing there this year, and it's always super popular.
So, I mean, do you have limited spaces? I mean, do you start maxing out at some point with the number of people who can attend MakerFest?
Well, it's largely an outdoor event, so we have 3 acres that we could fit people on. We are still looking for more makers. The more, the merrier. We would love this to be the biggest, best year ever. So if you have something that you'd like to make or that you want to show off that you do make, please get a hold of us. But there's plenty of room there.
How many years have you been doing MakerFest now?
I believe this is the fifth year. Mm-hmm. And it's gone through a few different iterations. We originally started as Tinkerfest, and then it became Maker Fair, and then Make Media reorganized. And so we're kind of owning it as Maker Fest and trying to do something that's really tailored to this community.
Mm-hmm. Does using the term maker broaden things out a bit? I mean, it keeps you out of the confines of getting into just one area like, you know, textiles or electronics or something.
That's what we think.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much anything you can conceive of and then somehow generate is making, right? So we want to see it all.
We really wanted to reprise Pam Marsh's workshop on making laws that she did for Talent Maker City. She's going to be out of town, so she couldn't do that, unfortunately. But we like that idea of making social change, making laws, mm-hmm. making food as all being things that you make.
We are talking about Maker Fest coming to ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland on September 15th and Maker Spaces more generally. You can join the conversation, share your story about Maker Spaces and the things you make or would like to make. 800-838-3760 by phone with Anna Byers and Dan Ruby or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Helga in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Hi. I have been teaching making things to kids for many years. And among them is sewing for dolls. I have 6 sewing machines. And I even had a loom that kids could experience that on. And the one wonderful making media that you have not mentioned that I do offer and teach is, and I'd love to do it at Makerspace, is Legos. Because there's something that can be taken apart, put together again many times, many ways.
And you say you offer some of this. Where can people get a hold of you through Talent Makerspace or some other place like that, Helga?
Well, I live in Talent, and my name is Helga Motley. But I am in connection with the Makerspace in Talent, but haven't gotten a commitment yet. But I want to come and bring some of my best students to show what they have made and what they can make with Legos.
That's fabulous, Helga. If you want to go onto the ScienceWorks website, scienceworksmuseum.org, and fill out the maker form, we'd love to see you there. It just helps me get a little more information so I can be sure to save the right amount of space for you and all of that sort of thing.
We'd love to have you, and I'm glad you brought up Lego. We are all a fan of Lego at the museum, so we use that all the time.
Did we used to call Makers something else? I mean, you mentioned Tinkerfest was the original name for Makerspace. And thank you, Helga, for your information and for your offer.
Tinkerfest, Tinkerer, and Maker is what we've been using for the past few years. Mm-hmm. And I like Tinker means you're making something better that already exists. And Maker is a little bit broader because it can include things like, we don't call people that are making music tinkerers on music. We say you're making music. So mm-hmm. it's a little bit broader and more inclusive.
Well, the term hacker gets in here too.
Oh, right? Hacker is great.
In the original
yeah.
sense, yeah.
Yeah, hacking is a subset of making, so we love hackers there too.
Mm-hmm. I was impressed when I went back and discovered that the term hacker had been used long before there were computers for that kind of hacking.
Yeah.
But we're talking about, you have to get something done, and you have a couple of machines that aren't quite functioning fully by themselves, so you hack them apart and hack them together and get something new.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I have been seeking people and so far haven't found someone who's available to show us their hacking abilities, or as I like to think of it, MacGyvering abilities.
I was just going to say, I always think of hacking as MacGyvering.
Yeah.
And this came up a bunch this summer during our Apollo exhibit, and programming is during Apollo 13, they had to build an air scrubber out of whatever they had available. So it was like socks and cardboard boxes and duct tape mm-hmm. and plastic bags. And that's a sort of hacking. So I love the idea of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the part of the Apollo 13 movie I actually remember the best.
Yeah, exactly right.
The guy
yeah.
was asked to walk in and say, here's the stuff they have. Now, make something that's going to filter the carbon dioxide out of the air.
And that's right. a really fun kind of hacking. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anyone out there has something they'd like to show off, again, contact us through the ScienceWorks Museum website.
So hacking, makering, tinkering, inventing. Yes.
Everything. Okay. Is there anything that people can't find at this MakerFest?
Well, so far, I haven't found someone yet to present or share at a booth how to make a sustainable garden or a biodynamic farm or a pollinator garden. I would love to have something like that there. That is a completely different type of making that's almost more like stewardship, but still the effort put into creating these very specific parameters for something to exist, I would love to have represented there.
So it sounds like you've really tried to make this all-inclusive, that pretty much anything anybody can make, whether it involves growing from the ground or remaking things already made, it's all there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other part of this that Dan and I have talked about so much, making is also unmaking. Like, what can you do when you take one thing apart and then take all of those parts and create something new with that?
You mentioned the upcycle activities. Does this involve, there was a fashion show. It seems like that was part of the Earth Day events at Science Works in the past.
Was
That's
it?
Right.
Yeah. I am not sure, but these ladies who are doing this upcycling expo is, they call themselves the Recycle Divas.
Okay, so they can find all ways to use things.
Yeah.
How long does MakerFest go on? September 15th is a Saturday, right?
It's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's the culmination of 3 days. On Friday evening, there are activities at Crater Works in Central Point. It's it's an open house. On Saturday all day, there are workshops at Talent Maker City in Talent. And then Sunday is the public expo from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, 11 to 5.
11 to
Thank
5,
you, 11 yeah. to 5 on Sunday. And that's why you're here. And and we really like, we stuck this year with the idea of sustainable innovation because we really want ScienceWorks to be sort of a nexus for sustainable innovation for the region. You know, we're next to Southern Oregon University's farm and Center for Sustainability.
The solar panels were just put in.
We have brand new big solar panels there. We're surrounded by schools. And there's the farm to school program next to us. So it's that growing things is something that we really want to foster. Yeah.
So is there a single ticket or single admission to do the Creative Works on Friday, the Talent Makerspace on Saturday, and MakerFest on Sunday?
So admission to the Creative Works and Talent Maker City event is free. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring your own things to Talent Maker City to make your nerdy derby car, you can. If you want to purchase a kit there, it's $5. And then admission to MakerFest at ScienceWorks includes admission to the museum, and it's just one price. And all regular discounts apply if you're a member.
What is the price for adults?
Well, normally it's $12 for adults and $10 for children and seniors. But September, we are deinstalling our wild music exhibit, installing our Sportsology exhibit. So since our featured gallery will be closed, we'll still have Apollo up. It will be half price for the month of September. So $6 for adults, $5 for children and seniors, and free for members.
Quite the deal, and enough maker stuff to make your mind race, it sounds like, for another year until the next Maker Fest.
To inspire you in your own creative flights.
Okay. So it's the event on Friday at Creative Works, then Saturday at Talent Makerspace, and then Maker Fest on Sunday, 11 to 5, at ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland.
Correct.
Okay. And what, again, is the web address on it, Byers?
It's scienceworksmuseum.org/MakerFest.
ScienceWorksMuseum.org. Okay. And Anna Byers is the event coordinator for MakerFest coming to ScienceWorks Hands-On Museum in Ashland on September 15th, which is a Sunday, as we've established now. Dan Ruby is the executive director at ScienceWorks. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.